15th, 6 p.m. special hearing, grievance hearing for Mr. Ruiz. We will start this off first thing by roll call.
Nancy Schnell present.
Bill Moyer here.
Rick Moses here.
Richard Adams here.
Okay, thank you. Next line of business, we're going to go into business. Now this is a point, Mr. Ruiz, where basically you have the right, sir, to either go with this grievance hearing, whether you want it in an executive hearing, and I'll express basically to how that works. An executive hearing means basically there's no general public involved. We will recess this at this time. We would go into the Tom Coleman room and do it in private amongst the council, Mr. Stahl, and yourself. If you would rather it be in public, which this time there's no one here, but if someone does walk in, they're actually able to hear everything that's going on. Basically, this is being recorded for general public. If it goes in executive session, it's not for general public use. It's just for your part. Because of employment reasons, there are certain things and laws that you're obligated that you basically people do not have the right to hear and things. So at this point, I'm going to ask you, which would you prefer or which way would you want to go before we start this?
The public hearing is fine.
Okay, public hearing is fine. Okay, you make note of that, David? Thank you. Okay. All right, this hearing is in consideration of the final decision on employee dismissal appeal requested by Mr. John Ruiz, Jr. under the City Code Section 2-130. Mr. Ruiz, well, I'm going to explain something to you that basically I've gotten somewhat written down here, but to give you a little bit of more and guidelines what we're going by. The questions will be specific to the nature of your dismissal. And that means basically the council will only ask direct questions. This is somewhat, if you want to entail, like judge and jury type thing, we will not get off caliber of asking questions on different issues, different things. We will not get off caliber to ask about other employees and what they've done in the past or anything of that nature. This is strictly to deal with the reasons why you were terminated. And we want to stay on point on that. That way we basically can give you your just for yourself and for the city both to protect both entities. Okay.
Quick question.
Yes, sir.
If I feel that I do have to speak among some guidelines, such as stuff that you just mentioned on my behalf, that will I feel will help cover myself later on in this session, is that possible?
I will let you know when it gets out of context. There's guidelines that we're going to follow. So if it looks like it's going off context, I'm going to ask you. You're going to have to stop or frame that. We're getting off character. We want to stay on point. The point is basically why are the reasons you were terminated. You're going to give us your full scale of what you feel, what the reasons were, why, and then basically the council will address you with questions. They will be at, each council member will have, if they have questions, will be able to ask you those to make their own form, their own opinions. After that is done, then Mr. Stahl will speak on behalf of the city, and the council will then will ask him the questions. Once that is done, then I will ask the council members to then decide to deliberate. You wanted this in public, so they will deliberate this in front of you, basically, or they'll ask these questions, or they'll say they are ready to make a decision. Then I will ask for a motion. Once I ask for a motion, then I will state in the motion what I'm asking for, whether it's to reinstate or to rescind or what, or to basically move forward on the dismissal that the termination's already done. So, but when we get to that point. We don't do these every day, so I may not be just 100% on point, but I'm going to try to be as fair and as, you know, eloquent dealing with it as best I can.
Yes, sir.
All right. With that being said, if you'll step right up here, because that way the speaker makes sure it gets you on your questions. What we'd like to do is at this time, basically, you can go over. You're not allowed to call any witnesses. Mr. Stahl is not going to be calling witnesses. Basically, like I said, once again, to let you know. You can make a statement on your behalf, as I said. Mr. Stahl will be present for the complete thing, so is you. With that being said, you can go over the reasons you went, you're terminated, and give us your part.
Okay. Well, first, I'm going to start with the two reasons that they gave me on the day that I was let go or terminated or whatever the situation is. And from what they told me that day is I was let go for two specific reasons they mentioned. I was let go for what they said they considered insubordination, and also for me not obtaining a lower license in the water and sewer field within 1 year of my appointment. Those were the two reasons that they spoke about on the day that it happened. The two reasons why they said that it took place, my termination or my let go or whatever, like I mentioned. The insubordination, I feel, was unfair, and I feel that it was unjust, unjustifiable on my eyes and on my behalf. I feel that it was not fair at all. The reason I say that is because, as we all know around the city, we have a job duty called recycling, which is done every Tuesday. With that being said, over the past year and a half that I was employed here, there's been plenty of times where I did recycling by myself, no help at all, just like other co-workers of mine have done also. There's been times where I have had help before, so there were times where I had help also, but most of the time that I did it a lot by myself. The reason why I stuck up by myself on this situation and at this time when it came to that job duty is because it was right around the holidays, the Thanksgiving holiday to be exact. Because, you know, it was like I got that go on December 9th, so it was for the Thanksgiving holiday. The way it works around here, which I'm pretty sure y'all might know and y'all might not know, we have what they call the on-call rotation, which is like once we get off at 5, which is that's the time the latest person gets off at 5, and everyone else gets off at 3:30. Once we get off at 5, say you go home, you're eating dinner, you get a call out, somebody's having a water leak, somebody's having a tree in the middle of the road, then you're the person on call for that week. You come out and take care of whatever the after-hour job duty is. And then we came up with a rotation called the recycling rotation, which I might add to that is, you know, it was supposed to be the person on call, and the person on call would be in charge of the recycling that week, and then the person who the week after would be his helper if he was allowed to have a helper to do recycling that week. Well, with that being said, my crew leader, Ray Dodd, had took himself out of the recycling rotation about maybe 3 months ago because he had said that he was going to be doing other job duties that day, such as the slow mower, running the slow mower, being that he is the only one who knows how to operate the machine. And while he's doing the slow mower, then me and the other gentleman, well, at the time that that started, it was just me by myself because we didn't have other employees here at the time. So for a good while, like I mentioned, it was me by myself once he took over the doing the slow mower on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Let me interject here. I'm sorry. Now, what you're discussing now is going over the insubordination part?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want to make sure. Okay.
I'm just trying to break everything down the best that I can.
I understand. I just want to make sure we're on the same point here.
Yes, sir.
All right, so go ahead, please.
And so, like I said, he had took himself out of it a long time ago. When he took himself out of it, that left me by myself for a good while. Then we finally got one employee in, which, you know, his name is Joe. I'm not too sure on his last name. I just know his first name.
Okay.
He was the first new employee that we got in for a good while. When he started, my director, Eric Ingram, had told me to train him and show him how to do recycling. So I trained him for like a whole month. And then we got another employee in. His name is Victor Arriago. And he became the second new employee that we had here, which made us full staff again, like when I first started working here with Short Acres. As I mentioned, even when they were here, there were times where I did it by myself, but then there were times where they helped me out. Getting to my subject of the insubordination, and the reason I felt that I would stick up for myself on that time is because we all know, during the holidays, it's rough with the recycling situation. There's more recycling as far as, you know, cardboard, trash, you name it. And I'll be honest with you, A lot of us didn't like to do recycling, including myself, because a lot of people around the city, they used it more as a trash day than they did a recycling day. There were times where there were trash in it, nasty items, horrible, filthy things in there, you name it. So really nobody liked to do it. So I got excited because when Mr. Dodd took himself out of the rotation, and once we got our two new employees in, we all conversated about the holidays, okay, Christmas and Thanksgiving, to look and see who was going to be in charge of recycling those weeks. Well, once he got closer and we were able to work out a rotation, like I said, where the person on call, he was supposed to be the one to do recycling that week and be in charge of being on call after hours that week too. And then he would have a helper doing recycling if he needed it, or if they didn't need them to do something else. But when Thanksgiving came, it was about 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, and we were all in the shop, and we all had the conversation. All of us, all five of us, Eric, Ray, me, and the two other gentlemen that I mentioned. Well, we know the holidays are coming around. We know the rotation of on-call and recycling. And the reason we talked about this is because everybody was like, well, are you going to take any vacation days so everybody could be on the same situation and have the same outlook if anybody was going to be taking vacation, how the recycling was going to work, and so forth. Well, I had did my week. Then Victor did his week. Joe did his week. So the next person that was going to come upon, if he was still being in the rotation, would have been Mr. Dodd. And he would have been the week before Thanksgiving. That would have been his rotation for the recycling to take place if he was still in that rotation. But since he had not been in the rotation for a good while now, I took his spot. And like I said, once he took himself out the rotation, I had been doing it for a long time on myself. So the week before Thanksgiving, we all had the discussion that I was going to be the one to handle that. And if I could have a helper that day, then the helper would help me out. So that day came, and yes, I did have a helper. I want to say it was Mr. Arriaga. It was Victor. We knocked out a rotation. Well, the following Monday, which is the week of Thanksgiving, it was me, it was Joe, and it was Mr. Dodd. And we're all sitting there in the shop, just standing there, because it's almost time for us to go home, because we were the ones to leave at 3:30 or 3, whatever time, I can't remember what time.
Yes, sir.
But we were all just standing there, and I was messing with Joe. I said, Joe, I said, y'all better be ready. I said, because you better have your recycling shoes on tomorrow. And that's all I did. I said, you're joking. That's how I am. I joke around. All of us joke around with each other a lot. So when I said that, Mr. Dodd out of nowhere, and with an attitude, he turned around and said, what are you talking about? And I said, well, like I just mentioned, I just told him to have his recycling shoes on tomorrow because they're going to be busy tomorrow since, you know, it's the week after Thanksgiving. And he got mad, and he said just like this. For one, you don't have a title around here. You don't have a position around here. So you don't tell anybody what to do. You don't have the right to do that. And you don't have the right to say anything. As a matter of fact, you're going to do it. And I said, well, Ray, I said, and I'll be honest with you. I said it. That's the type of person I am. If I say something, I'll admit it to you if I said it. If I did it, I'll admit it to you that I did it. Because that's just how I am. I'm very straightforward. I'm very honest with everything that I do because that's the person that I am. So I admit, I turned around and I said, well, Ray, no, I'm not. And I said it more jokingly than seriously, but I think he took it in a way that he felt I was being disrespectful. So he turned around and he says, like I said, you don't have a position around here. You don't have a title of a title around here. So you will be doing recycling tomorrow. And I said, well, Ray, I thought about 2 weeks ago, we all had this conversation that since you were no longer in the recycling rotation, that I was going to be doing my week plus your week, which would stop me from doing it the week after Thanksgiving, which is why they're doing it. I said, and we already had this conversation, that nobody was going to enjoy doing it just like we never have, because there was going to be more recycling out there than normal. I said, and since we all been on the same page for the past 2 weeks, why all of a sudden are you making me do this when we all knew exactly how it was going to work? And he got mad, and he said, well, he goes, that's none of your business, and you don't need to know that. And I just said, okay. I said, you know, I'll leave it at that. So I'm not going to lie. I got a hold of my director, Mr. Ingram, and me and him had a conversation about it that same evening. And this is exactly what he told me. Now, if he confesses to it, I have no idea. But I called him, and I told him about the little conversation that we had, me and Ray, a few minutes before I called him. And he told me, he says, well, I don't know why Ray's acting like that, because we did have this conversation. He said, as a matter of fact, we even conversated about Christmas already, about who was going to be doing it the week after Christmas, which was going to be Joe and the other guy. He said, so I don't know why Ray's acting like that. He said, I have no idea. He said, I'll tell you what, don't worry about it. I will handle it, and I will take care of it. And in the morning before you come to work, they will be doing recycling already before you come. So do not worry about it. So I said, okay, sounds great. Well, that happened that day. And then, what, a week, week and a half later, they want to come out with that was the reason why they felt they could get rid of me because of insubordination. Which to me is not unjustifiable and not fair, because we had already discussed it 3 weeks in advance, and everybody already knew how it was going to work out. The other situation that they had let me go is because they said I did not obtain the lower class D water or sewer license before my first year of employment. I got hired on in May of 2013. When I got hired on, and I admit the what do you call it? The package of the rules and the disciplinary rules and stuff like that.
Yes,
for the city.
Mm-hmm.
I briefly looked over them. I didn't look at everyone completely, but I briefly looked over them, and I do admit that. In the packet, it does say that a person in our department, if needed, should obtain the license within their first year, the Class D, because that's the lowest in the water or sewer that you can get.
Okay.
And like I mentioned, I got hired in May of 2013.
Okay.
When I got hired on, David Sutton was the director at the time.
Okay.
And it was me, Mr. Ray Dodd, and another guy named Andre that used to work here when I first started. Well, I'm not going to lie. I worked for other cities before that had made me promises. Well, we'll send you to school to get your licenses. We'll send you to school to do this. And their promises never came forth. Never. So when David mentioned it, when he hired me on, I didn't want him to just say it. I wanted him to act on it. You know, just to keep them going. So I would bring it up every now and then. David, what about school? David, what about school? David, don't forget, I want to go to school. Well, since I got hired on in May, they told me that I was not going to be able to go at that time because they consider that our busy time. Because around here, you know how we do a little bit of everything. We cut grass, we trim trees, we, you know, water breaks, whatever that needs to be done, we do it. And the spring and the summer, and even early fall, those are the busiest times for our department. So they told me I would not be able to go to school during that time. Well, once the holiday season came around, they told me also that, you know, we could look into it, but nothing would probably happen until after the year, first of the year, which was going to be the first of the year of 2014, this past year. But they said those are like our closing, whatever, our closing budget time or whatever. So really not too much is going to be done.
Let me interject. I apologize. But when you say the word they, who is they?
David and Ray. Because those were the people that I was talking to.
Trent and Ray Dawn is who you're mentioning?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. And so they tell me, well, now that the busy time of the season has came around, now we're in a time what the city calls budget time of the year. With that being said, he told me you're probably going to have to wait till after the first of the year, which was going to be, like I mentioned, 2014, this past year. Because he says we got to see how much the new budget we get, how much everything, you know, we get for each section, because supposedly he said every section has a certain amount of money that they can spend. So, I got a form right here. It's when they paid for me to go take the very first test that I was allowed to take. It was in February 18th of 2014. And I kept the form because I always like to keep my papers on file. But it does show the date, February 18th, 2014.
So you did take the test that day?
No, it was a class. This was a very...
You took the class that day?
I took the class that day.
Okay.
So, yes, that is within my first year of employment with the city. So I went and took the test that day. Well, not the test, the class that day. And then with the classes, they last about 3 to 4 days. So with that stating, the way I look at it, that was already going on, let me see, February, March, April, May. That was already 9 months of my first year of employment already gone before they were even willing to send me to take a class or to even pay for a class for me to go take or for me to receive my Class D license like I'm supposedly supposed to.
So, at 9 months in employment, which February 18, 2014, you did take the 3-day class?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
But as like I was saying, that was already 9 months of my first year of employment.
Okay.
Already pretty much not gone, but I guess passed.
Okay.
And then, by that time, we had already lost an employee, which was Andre, for a situation that he put himself in.
Let's stay on point.
Okay.
That's
so
irrelevant.
So we had already lost him. At that time also, Mr. Sutton, David Sutton, was looking into leaving the city. So he kept bringing that up. Well, I'm going to have to look into it. because we're already short a person, so I'm going to have to look into it and see how it works. I said, okay. Well, unfortunately, I kept telling them, I already took the class, when can I go take the test? And he kept giving me like runarounds here and there, here and there, here and there. Well, unfortunately, in June of 2014, I got sick. Well, an old injury that I had reoccurred.
Okay.
When I worked for the city of Galveston, I got an injury.
Understood.
And in June of 2014, the injury reoccurred. My knee swelled up like it had orange inside of it, just like it happened when the injury first happened.
So you're injured in June.
And when I was first got injured, I went to the doctor because that's how bad I was in pain and stuff. The doctor said, well, it's been about a good 4 or 5 years. He said, I'm sorry, but I have to put you on light duty again. If your city has light duty, because I'm going to have to treat it the same way that we treated it when it first happened when he worked for the city of Galveston. He said, I'm going to have to put you through therapy. He said, I'm going to have you come in here. When I say therapy, I mean physical therapy.
Correct.
You know, to try to work the knees out to get them normal, back again. And also have you come in here for weekly visits to see how they're doing. Said, okay, sounds fine. Well, I presented everything to Eric, who was already by then was the acting director, because by then David was already gone.
Okay.
And he told me, well, I'm going to have to talk to Mr. Starr about it and see what he says. Mr. Starr had mentioned that around here we don't have no light duty, which is understandable for the type of work that we do. So he told me on the time that I'm healing, I was going to have to use my vacation and my sick day, which was okay. So that's how it took place. Well, unfortunately, I got very scared, because during that time, I also had some other medical issues come up, which was dealing more serious issues than just my knees. Yeah. It was signs of possible cancer.
Okay. I'm not trying to be rude by no means, but you're getting off point. We understand the injury. You're out. Let's get to the last one,
okay.
Please.
Well, by the time I got better and I got healed, my vacation and sick time were already done, and I had to come back to work because I didn't want to lose my position. Because they had mentioned to me, since I didn't have any more sick or vacation time, that I would either have two choices. Either come back and work my position, or my position could be put up on the internet and let people know there's a position here. So I came, decided to keep my position and come back to work, even though I wasn't fully, completely healed yet. Well, at that time, as I mentioned, it was a little bit before we hired our other two people. And I told Eric, I said, look, Eric, I said, it's already been about 3 months since I took the test. I said, is there any way, not the test, but the class. I said, it's already been about 3 months since I took the class. Can I go take the test? He said, yeah, no problem. We can sign you up for it now because you're already back. You're doing good, and we can look into it. So I'm not going to lie. As soon as Eric looked into it, he got me signed up for it. But unfortunately, it was right here, 9/5/14. That's when I went to go take the test, on September 5th of 2014. And which was already a year past my appointment. Well, unfortunately, I'm not going to lie. I went and took the test, and I failed it by 2 questions. I admit, I did fail. And when it comes to stuff like that, when it does not work out of my way, I really put myself through a... I guess you say I dogged myself real bad. That's the only way I can say it. Okay. You know, I put myself through a... Like really down mode, I guess you could say. And like my wife says, you think about it too much and you punish yourself too much about it if it doesn't work out your way. And that's just how I am. So I'm not gonna lie. Once that happened, I did reschedule for the test again, because from my understanding, once the test is paid for one time, mm-hmm. you have 3 times to take it all together.
All right.
So the first time did not work out for him. So I rescheduled it to go take the test again.
Okay.
And with that being said, you go on your own time.
Okay.
So the city's not paying for it. The city's not paying you for you to go take it.
That's understood.
You just go on your own time.
So when did you take your second test?
So when I had it rescheduled, I'm not going to lie, I went.
What was the date on that?
I don't remember. I cannot. I think it was like a month later.
Okay.
Somewhere around there. All
right, sir.
I walked into the building, and I didn't feel that I was mentally ready, and I didn't feel that everything I had studied, that I had it all in my mind, and I wasn't capable, ready of passing the test.
Okay.
So when I was there, I rescheduled it again. Because I said, why waste the second time if I know I'm not really
okay.
ready, you know, with the stuff that I had to study? Because I didn't want to waste my time if I knew I wasn't completely ready.
All right.
And I said, maybe I just came so fast because I know I want to get it, but if I waste my time, then it's just going to go to waste.
Okay. Did you take it the third time, or the second time? Did you ever take the second?
Well, the second, I like I said, I walked in, I knew I wasn't ready, so I rescheduled for the third time.
The third time would be your second test.
Second rescheduled. I was ready to go, and it was just the other day. during the Christmas gathering that we had here. It was right there around that time. And I'm not going to lie, the Christmas gathering was that Thursday that we had the gathering in. The next day, that week, I had already worked my 40 hours.
Yes, sir.
So that Friday, I knew I was scheduled to go take the test. And I even sent pictures to Mr. Ingram. I even sent him pictures of receipts from my mechanic and everything.
Stay on point. Did you take the test?
No, I didn't. And I'm fixing to explain why. When I left here that Thursday night, and this is on everything, my check engine light came on the way home. My truck started running funny. And I didn't even think I was going to make it home, to be honest with you, the way it started running. And me, at my household, we only have two forms of transportation. It's my transportation and her transportation. I had signed up for the early test that day at 8 o'clock. She has to be to work at 7:30. And she doesn't even work in the direction that I was going to go have to take the test. So I could have dropped her off, went and took the test, and came back.
So you had auto issues.
I had auto issues and I couldn't make it.
Okay.
I even texted Mr. Ingram saying that my automobile is acting funny. I don't want to drive it up to Houston and it break down on me. Because I'll be honest with you, I can't afford a tow truck to tow me from way up there all the way home. And he says, we'll talk about it later. And he said, okay. I said, okay, and that's how that happened. And that's the licensing situation, and that's where we stand with it right now on that issue. And I know it might have been a longer story, and I apologize.
That's okay. But you're fine. I try to keep it open.
Yes, sir.
But, before I ask the council to ask questions, I want to ask you a couple of things real quick. This personal manual acknowledgement form, I just want to verify, this is your signature?
Yes, sir.
Brand name and signature?
Yes, sir.
All right. And so that is yours on May 20th of 2013?
Yes, sir.
Correct. Okay, I just want to verify that. I'm going to leave the questions I have to last. I want the council to ask. I'm going to go ahead and start at the end. Alderman Snell? Yes, sir.
If I have a couple other things I would like to present, is that okay?
I think you presented your case on this war, on the two objects that you were talking about. I believe this is. Let's go from where we have, and let me look and see where we stand. I think these were the two situations we were talking about, the termination relief.
Yes.
So I want to stay on point with that. So you've had your say, and what I'd like to do is now, if you don't mind answering questions for the Alderman. So Alderman Snell, if you would, please.
All right. I just have a couple of questions pertaining to the insubordination. I kind of got my weeks mixed up here. Was that specifically, are they saying that you refused to do the recycling the week of Thanksgiving or the week after Thanksgiving?
The week after. I messed up.
Okay. The week after.
The week after. That's why I was excited about doing it the week before.
Right.
Because I knew the week after was going to be worse than what it normally is.
Okay.
So that's, I messed up. I apologize.
Now, and furthermore, were you told that it was because you were refusing to do the recycling or because you copped an attitude with Mr. Dodd or both?
Both.
All right. And then also, as far as the failure to obtain the Class D water licensing, how long were you out for your reoccurred injury with your knee?
I was out altogether about 6 weeks.
Okay.
Because I remember it was about a month and a half.
Okay. And I do have one other question, just for clarification. So it was just... on the water licensing again, it was just a little bit shy of 7 months between the time that you took the class on the 18th through the 20th of February and the first opportunity you were given to take the exam on September 5th.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's all I have.
Thank you, Alderman Snell. Alderman Moyer?
On the recycling scheduling.
Yes, sir.
So by then, Eric Ingram was the interim director of the Public Works Department. or maybe he was not in the room. He may have been actual.
Yes, that is correct.
When did you have a discussion with him after after Thanksgiving recycling? Was there a discussion between him and you about who actually worked that recycling on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving?
I'm not really understanding the question, but I know like 2 weeks in advance,
right,
we had all talked about it.
Okay, I understand that. And I get the impression from that discussion that from your perspective, all parties, Mr. Ingram, the other two public works staff that were going to be doing the recycling the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, from your perspective, there was agreement that that's what was going to take place. Is that what you thought?
Yes, sir, that the other two gentlemen will be doing it the Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
That was my perspective of it, yes.
Now, did you hear from Mr. Ingram after that Tuesday recycling, the after Thanksgiving recycling day, that there was an issue?
Did I hear that there was an issue?
Was there a discussion between you and Mr. Ingram that there was an issue about who was working that Tuesday recycling?
No, because like I mentioned, after me and Mr. Dodd had that conversation that Monday,
mm-hmm,
I got a hold of Mr. Ingram that same evening, and he told me it was not going to be a problem.
Okay.
That it was not going to be a big deal.
That was your understanding.
Yes, that's what he understood.
Okay. With regard to the Class D license testing, you were out 6 weeks with this reoccurrence of the previous injury, and then you came back, and you had used sick leave during that period, sick leave and vacation, and you indicated that you'd had a discussion with Eric that you wanted to take the test, and you did go ahead and take the test on September the 5th, according to what you said.
Yes, sir.
And that left you two more opportunities to take the test.
Yes, sir.
Under the rules of the testing. So you had rescheduled for the 14th of October, but you didn't feel you were ready for the test at that time, so you pulled out, and you again rescheduled taking the exam. This would have been the Friday.
The day
of
after
the first, this would have been the first week in December.
Yes, sir.
And you had the truck problems.
Yes, sir.
And therefore, you weren't able to get to the test at that time.
Yes,
so
sir.
That's your understanding. Now, did Eric or anybody else from the city discuss with you after that Friday whether there were any issues related to not taking that test on that Friday?
He had mentioned that since it was dealing with the city, I should have tried better to get up there and take the test. And I should have tried my hardest to get up there and take the test, because being that it was dealing with the city, that in his eyes, that I didn't try my hardest.
Now, when did that discussion take place?
It was that following Monday.
So then Monday following the Friday when you were originally intending to take the test.
Well, no, because it was the following Monday, the week after, because I had...
The test was scheduled for Friday.
Yes.
You had truck problems, so you didn't go to the test.
No.
And so the weekend occurred, and was it that Monday?
Yes, it was that Monday.
That you had the discussion with Eric, and you had this discussion that you didn't take the test as scheduled, and... What was related to you at that time?
And like I mentioned to him, I said, Eric, you already know at my household I only have two forms of transportation, hers and mine. And I even called family members. I called everybody I could think of that lives close by me where I could maybe possibly take them to work, get up there, the whole nine yards, and I could not get a hold of anybody. Or they had their day already planned for the next day.
Sure.
And... It was nothing that I could work out. The only thing that I could do was driving my truck up there, the way it was running the next day, take the chances of it breaking down on me. And like I said, I cannot afford for a tow truck to pull me from way up there all the way okay. to Alvin.
Okay, that's all the questions I have.
Thank you, Alvin. Alvin Adams.
Well, being last in line, they usually ask the questions that I want to ask. But
yes, sir.
So there, you could have had an option. I know it's not cheap, but you could have taken a taxi that day. I mean, tow trucks, taxis.
That probably would have cost about the same of a tow truck. And
but it might have helped keep your job. I mean, it's you could have gotten to take the test, perhaps. So that could have been an option. When you were hired on May 2013, was it made real clear that you needed to take that test in 1 year?
No, sir. No, sir.
There's nothing signed that says...
I mean, it's in the packet, and the only thing that is signed is the packet. But, you know, you got to sign the packet to receive the guidelines anyway. But, like I mentioned, there was when I first started, I kept telling David, David, can I go to school? Can I go to school? Can I go to school? And unfortunately, like I said, it was right around May. And like I said, that time is our busy season because grass is growing, trees are growing, and that's what I was doing a lot of, cutting grass, trimming trees, and the other job duties that we had to do also. So like they said, unfortunately, it's the busy season. So that's why he didn't have time to send me until February of the following year.
Okay. It's kind of a known fact around here that nobody really likes to do recycling. I
mean, yes, sir.
Apparently not a fun thing to do, but it's something that's expected every Tuesday.
Yes,
so, you know, it's not a big surprise that Thursday or the Tuesday after Thanksgiving or after Christmas is going to be kind of hectic. But
yes, sir.
I think that's all I got.
I've got a couple questions. Mine are pretty much yes or no's.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Once before... and asked you basically if this was your signature, and you said yes. And in one section of this, and I'll read you, certificates and license registrations must have a valid Class C or above Texas driver's license with a good record, hold a current valid Class D water or Unit 1 wastewater collection, and obtain a Class C water or Unit 2 wastewater collection license within 1 year of employment. Ability and desire for continued personnel and professional development to achieve higher levels of water and wastewater licensing. Is that correct, yes or no? Is that correct?
No, from what I read in the packet, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you were issued that packet?
Yes.
Okay. Second question I have for you. On February the 18th, 2014, is when you finally were able to take the class, minus
yeah.
10, right? And I just want to make sure I'm correct on dates. Hire on the 5th month, 20th day, 2013. My understanding, you talked to Mr. Sutton multiple times, is what you told me.
Yes.
At any time, did you... Now, of course, it's always chain of command. In any city, most businesses, there's a chain of command. However, when the chain of command is not working on that, you know, you go to the next higher level. Was Mr. Stahl ever notified of this?
No, and I'll tell you why.
No. Case in point. See, that's a direct question. Just yes or no. Was he ever notified from you about that?
No, because I was always told not to go over the chain of command.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and then my understanding, you went up there, you took the test, you failed. Understand, I failed tests before, we're all human. You get nervous, understood. Second test, you went to take, didn't feel ready, so you want to reschedule.
Yes, sir.
That would be actually your second test, but your third attempt to go up there, correct? On third attempt, you had auto issues.
Yes, sir. Correct?
At any time, did you call the city and talk to your director and ask them if they could pick you up and get you to the class or anything?
Well, that night that I had the truck issue, I did send Eric Ingram of my, I did send Eric pictures of my check engine light. I did tell him that I was barely making it home. And I notified him as soon as we left here from that Christmas gathering. Mm-hmm. On the way home, my truck started running horrible. I didn't think I was going to make it home. I sent them pictures, I sent them text messages and everything.
You sent text messages, but you did not verbally talk to him, correct?
Well, I tried to call him, and there's been plenty of times I tried to call him, and he does not answer. So a lot of the responses with him were through text messages.
When you took vacation time you for your knee injury and other illnesses, which I'm glad to see that you're better now, at that time, you were offered to basically to receive vacation time and utilize all your time versus not having any pay at all. So the city did allow that.
Correct? Yes. Okay. You know, there's a lot of procedures.
Okay.
They say.
Okay, understood. And when you came back to work, you came back to work with a full release, ready to go work from your
condition? Well, they still had me going to do physical therapy, which...
Were you released from your position?
I was released because I had to be released.
Your position, a medical position, released you?
Because I had to, yes. Not because I was fully recovered, but because I had to.
Okay. Understood. All right. I appreciate that, Mr. Reese. I appreciate your statements and all your information, sir. You're welcome to have a seat. It's Mr. Stahl.
I've got two more questions now for Mr. Reese. Okay. Is that okay? They're brief. How often are the water tests administered? Are they just once a month?
They vary. It's not once a month. It's not like every other month. They vary throughout the year. And that's why you try to grab them when you can. And that's pretty much how it works. You just keep up with, you go to the website, and you get it from me and offered, and go from there.
Okay. And then the Monday discussion after your vehicle trouble that you had with Mr. Ingram, post-Christmas party, that would be on the 8th, and then you were terminated that following day on the 9th? Is that?
No.
Calendar off?
I think a week before.
Okay, so the first.
The first, I think. Well,
he was terminated December 9th.
Okay, now
I was terminated.
Wasn't the Christmas function the first week of December? So then the conversation would have been the 8th with termination the next day on Tuesday the 9th?
You see it on your calendar, David?
I think that's correct, but I don't see it on the calendar here.
Okay. All right.
That's all it is. Mr. Reese, have a seat. Thank you. Mr. Stahl.
Well, I have to actually stay there because I have some questions for him. So.
Okay.
Mr. Reese, who's your supervisor?
Mr. Ray Donovan.
Okay. And you and I and Public Works Director Eric Ingram, we met on November 11th. Do you recall that?
Yes, I certainly do.
We met right here in the Tom Coleman room?
Yes, I certainly
do. Do you know why we met that day?
I will be honest with you. I know from what you had told me, because it was on, we met for like 3 minutes. And since you asked me the question, well, I'm about to say no offense towards you at all, because I've always respected you, always referred to you by Mr. Stahl.
Can you just tell me why we met that day, please?
Just tell me, yes, please stand for it.
I believe that day Eric Ingram came over here to you, spoke to you about me. Now, what was said, I do not know. And the reason why is because I came in that morning.
No, I don't. I want to know what we met about, please. What did we discuss when we were in there?
To be honest with you, I didn't know about what you told me. And the reason I was explaining myself.
Let's stop you. I think maybe you're misunderstanding. He's asking, what did y'all meet about? Just the topic. Can you give us the topic, what y'all had the meeting over?
Well, if I could have a minute to respond, I would like everybody to hear what I'm about to say.
Okay, you're not staying on point here, but okay, I'm going to give you that latitude, please.
For one, there was really no statement on why we met. Well, it was a brief statement on why we met, because that day.
What was the statement? You just said there was a statement. Tell us the statement, please.
Let me see. I believe I had it right here. To be honest with you. And this wasn't given to me that day. It was given to me on the day of my termination. But it says right here that the reason we met because Mr. Ingram had came to Mr. Stahl and discussed my performance deficiencies on and my city job performance and my expectations. And that's
okay. Is that the
question? Is that a fact what we discussed?
To be honest with you, no. And like I mentioned, you took me, I came in here to go clock out. When y'all see me coming over here to clock out, you and Mr. Ingram were already in here with the chief of police and some of the ladies from upstairs because y'all were in the middle of the class.
That's correct.
Y'all called me to the back room over there and y'all told me that y'all wanted to talk to me for a quick minute. And that it wasn't going to be long because y'all were in the middle of a class. So we went back there. Like I said, I didn't receive this piece of paper that I just read from that day. I received it the day that I got let go. When we got back there, I'll be honest with you, you were very rude. You pointed in my face. You yelled. And to be honest with you, I'm a man. I got a household to take care of. So I went ahead and sucked it up. But that's exactly what you did, and you know that's what you did. You didn't handle it professionally. You really didn't let me talk. And all you really said was, Eric came over here with some complaints about you. And to be honest with you, we had enough of it. We're kind of fed up with it. By us working with you in the summertime and your injury and your illness, you even brought that up.
No, sir, that's not accurate.
Yes, you did, sir. Yes, you did. I don't have no reason to lie. You said we weren't.
Okay, let's stop here because you actually had your time to speak, and then he asked a specific question,
and
we're getting out. Well, no, you answered it when you read that. So you know, I want to be fair across the board here. So with that being said, let's move on to the next question, Mr. Stahl.
Yes, please. Do job assignments change? People's job assignments change?
Depending on, like they say, if it's an emergency.
Only in emergencies we change job assignments.
Well, recycling is always done on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay. Never mind. All right. Let me address the insubordination with council order for a moment. I had had an ongoing dialogue with Eric Ingram, who requested the week prior to November 11th that Mr. Ruiz be terminated. He provided me with a number of counseling sessions that he had where he had counseled Mr. Ruiz about his performance deficiencies, insubordination and poor attendance, as well as his conduct with supervisors and other city employees. The attendance was easily visible on my own records, the payroll records. At that time, I declined to support a termination and told Mr. Ingram that I would have a meeting with the three of us and we would discuss those deficiencies and that I would give Mr. Ruiz an opportunity to change the course of events. I did not have an opportunity on Monday to have that meeting, but on Tuesday, November 11th, we did. We met in the Tom Coleman room behind closed doors with his public works director, department head, and myself. We made it very clear what the performance issues were and that the prior counseling and warnings didn't appear to be working and that if it were to continue, his misconduct would result in termination. That was the text of the meeting on November 11th. 2 weeks later, on December 1st, it came later to my attention from Mr. Ingram that direction was given by his field supervisor, Ray Dodd, in regards to the recycling. I understand that there may have been some prior understandings of who was to do what by prior arrangement, but those things change. We do have people who do jobs exclusively. That's not unusual. They do move the recycling around, and it may or may not have been his time in the barrel to do recycling, but it was not his prerogative to argue that point on the Monday prior to the recycling. He had plenty of opportunity to take that back up the following day with Mr. Ingram when he was here, because he wasn't here at that particular time. There was a meeting between Mr. Ruiz and Ingram and Dodd on the 2nd, which is Tuesday. In the meeting that we three had on November 11th, my instruction to Mr. Ingram was that the next opportunity, the next occurrence of Mr. Ruiz being insubordinate, that he were to call me and I would come to the scene wherever that occurred and would address that at that time. Mr. Ingram felt like he might be able to handle it in-house, and he made that effort on the 2nd. Despite what was said here earlier, I got email on Friday, December 5th. Mr. Ingram said that he was unable to handle it within his department, and he asked again that that I terminate Mr. Ruiz, and then he identified and laid out the series of events. In this case, we'll talk about the insubordination, but he also addressed the testing issue, which I'll bring up in the second portion. This is not a one-time occurrence. This is an ongoing pattern. My personal experience with Mr. Ruiz is he's extremely argumentative, and that no matter what you say, he has 1,000 words to add for each word you have to say to him. And so that's where we're at on the insubordination issue. Let me go to the training issue. Mr. Ruiz was hired on May of 2013. And I have a couple questions. I'll attempt a couple of questions. Mr. Ruiz, are you required to have a driver's license for this job?
Yes.
Does the city pay for your driver's license?
Mm,
does the city send you to a school for the driver's license?
Driver's license?
Yes, sir.
No.
Does the city give you paid time to go take your driver's license test?
I have no idea. I haven't even went for a driver's license test.
Does the city is the city required to pay for your school for a water or wastewater license?
Yes.
It is.
They
did you tell me
that the city pays for it.
I understand the city did. Is the city required to, do you know?
Are you required to?
Yes.
From my understanding, you could go pay for it on your own, or the city could pay for it.
Ah, okay. So let's go there. Between May of 2013 and February of 2014, did you go take a water or wastewater class on your own time?
No, I did not, because I could not afford it. That's why.
Okay.
They're $300 and something, and I don't have it laying around.
That's fine. You were sent to school in February of 2014, is that correct?
February.
And the city paid for that?
Yes.
And the city paid you salary or wages while you were in that class?
True.
And then your 1 year did not expire until May, so that left 2 more months after you took the class to take a test, is that correct?
True.
Okay. And while the pencil and paper test, the TCEQ, is not necessarily a regular schedule. Are you aware that there's computer-based testing that you can take 5 days a week, every month?
Yes, but from my understanding, you have.
But you could take the test.
You have two choices, and whatever choice you take, you could either do it computer-wise, or you could do it in person and take it by paper and pencil or pen.
Yes, sir. So
and whatever route you go, you cannot switch them back and forth. You got to stick with that one
time. So you did have the opportunity, knowing that you only had 2 months before your year was up, to take the computer-based testing. And
matter of fact, I didn't have no opportunity at all, because at that time it was only me, Eric, and Ray, and they told me that since we were short-staffed, we did not have the time for me to go and take the test.
But you could have taken that on your own time, is that correct?
I was always at work, so I didn't have the time to go take it.
Okay. You took the test the first time and you failed the test. The second time you took the test, you took the day off of work to go take that test?
Yes, but it did not affect the city at all, because I already had my 40 hours.
So you took a day off to take the second test, is that correct? And you already had your 40 hours, so you could take that test on your own time, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Did you tell your supervisor that you were taking that test?
I told Eric, yes.
Yes. Did you tell Eric, when did you tell Eric that you never did take the test?
I told him a few days later, after I came back to work.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Would it surprise you if that's different than what his record reflects?
No, it wouldn't, because Eric always changes a lot of stuff up just to cover himself.
Okay. And then there was a third time you took the test on December 1st, and that was scheduled, and you took that day off to go take the test. In reality, you didn't take the day off, though we were sending you to go take the test on paid time. Is that correct?
No. Y'all do not pay me to go take the test.
Well, we just talked about that, and we did the second time. But,
no, sir.
But I won't argue that point with
no,
you
sir.
Either. The record reflects that on the payroll. That Friday, then, when you didn't take the test, did you come to work?
That Friday that I didn't take the test.
Right.
The day
we gave you off to go take the test, did you come
the day after the Christmas gathering or the time before that?
I'm talking about on December 1st.
No, I didn't, because I already had my 40 hours.
Okay.
And if okay. I would have been going into overtime, and that's why I knew that it wouldn't have taken me to go take the test that Friday.
Okay.
So being that I was having transportation problems.
You answered that question.
All right. So you said that the night before that Friday, which would be Thursday night, that you had car trouble that night.
That Thursday night, yes.
Okay. And I also heard you say that you told somebody that night that the text that you sent to Mr. Ingram was on Friday morning, and the photographs that you sent of a trouble light were on Friday morning.
I sent them both, that night and Friday morning. I even sent them a picture from AutoZone so you could see that I was there looking to see what was wrong with my vehicle and buying parts for the vehicle. I even sent them a picture of that.
When you were on light duty, which we don't have light duty, so you weren't on light duty, but while you were out, did I give you the opportunity to attend schools in lieu of work and we would pay you to attend schools?
Yes, you did.
And did you attend schools and get paid?
Yes.
Yes, you did. Do you have a water or wastewater license today?
No, I do not.
That's all I have.
All right, thank you, Dave.
Can I, for a situation that he brought up, can I please present this?
No, sir. At this time, basically, there's no reason to add anything else. I think you've had your time. He's had his time for the city. Now I'm going to have the council ask time to ask questions.
Mr. Stahl, do you, this signed paperwork that Mr. Reed got upon his hiring in May of 2013, is that essentially the employee handbook for the city, or is there an additional?
It's the employee handbook, but also the job description. And it's in the posted job description and has been prior to his hiring and continues to this day.
Okay, and inherent within that employee handbook, is there any outlay or outline of disciplinary action, the course of action, being such that, you know, verbal warning, written warning, and was there ever any documentation that Mr. Ruiz signed for any kind of verbal admonishment or written admonishment? Did he ever sign and acknowledge?
In the code, there are guidelines, and it specifically says in there that it's not rigid, but is a guideline. Mr. Ingram has documented in writing all of the counseling sessions that he had with Mr. Ruiz. There were not any written admonishments or disciplinary write-ups, which is why we had the meeting on November 11th. It was perfectly clear that he was in a position to be terminated.
Okay, let's see. And okay, just refresh my memory. When did Mr. Sutton leave us officially and Mr. Ingram come in as interim? I can't remember to save my life.
You know, I don't recall.
Mr. Ingram became acting, director, like in September of this year.
Okay.
And he said he had been acting director for like 6 months before that. That's why he wanted to finally get the title, because his 6 months was already coming up in September. And so.
Understood.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
Alderman Moyer.
What's that form that you wanted to show us, Mr. Lewis?
This is the reason why I felt Mr. Ingram came over here and had a discussion with Mr. Stahl on the 11th, like Mr. Stahl mentioned.
Go ahead.
It is
a doctor's note, a follow-up appointment from the medical issues that I was dealing with in the summertime. Mm-hmm. It was one of the follow-up appointments that I had to take and that I had to meet and go to, because it was dealing with, not with my knees, but with the other medical issues that I was dealing with in the summer also.
So this was a
Was this an appointment that you had with this physician or service on the 11th?
Yes.
After your normal scheduled work time?
Well, it was originally set up for 4 o'clock. I knew I would be off of work at that time. Well, unfortunately, the day before, they called me up late in the evening, and they told me the doctor would not be in the office that late anymore, so you need to come a little earlier. So on the 11th, that morning, I came to work. I told Mr. Ingram, Eric, I need to leave a little bit early today because my doctor's appointment has changed.
That's fine.
And I believe that made him upset, which is why he came over here and had a discussion with Mr. Saw in the first place.
Right.
Because he was very rude about this also.
Alderman Adams.
Mr. Ruby, you have a computer home, right?
A computer, yes.
Computer, so you know how to get on the internet. And
I'm not too good at it. You know, I'm not too computer savvy, but yes, yes, we do have a computer.
Okay. That's all I have to ask.
All right, at this time it concludes Mr. Reese and Mr. Stahl's information to this Alderman of the Council. Time to, if you would like to deliberate between each other, right, of course it's in public, or I can go ahead and move for a motion. Any one of the council members want to discuss with each other any questions? I take no silence as no, move for a motion. I know at one time we moved for a motion on some other issues that we had a little bit of problem with, so I want to make sure I'm clear on this. What I'm going to do is ask for a motion. Because we do have to have a motion, we do have to vote on it. So what we'll do is I'm going to ask for a motion to reinstate would be the way to go on this property.
I think it would be to uphold or not uphold.
Well, uphold would be the word. Thank you. Thank you. You're correct. But I think it would be, we have to be defining when we make either ayes or nays on to uphold. So I'll make a motion to uphold the termination, and then we'll go from that, and the vote will determine whether or not we go any further. Is that understood? Any questions?
Are you making the motion, Mr. Mayor?
No, I cannot make the motion. Okay. That will be from the council.
Okay, so you're saying that there's an opportunity at this time for any motion to be presented.
That is correct. So I'm going to leave the motion to be uphold or reinstate. So it's really going to be, I'm opening up table for a motion at this time.
I'm going to make a motion to uphold Mr. Reese's termination.
There's been a motion on the table, Alderman Snell, to uphold termination. Do I have a second?
Second.
Richard Adams is a second. Okay. This time I'm going to ask one more time any other questions from the council. For either parties.
Can we make a comment at this time?
Yes, ma'am.
I find the grounds for insubordination to be very shaky on this. Let me go ahead and say that. Furthermore, I'd like to see a little bit more documentation in the future of disciplinary actions, even if it's a verbal admonishment between the supervisor and employee, kind of falls under CYA, to have that employee sign acknowledgement of a meeting, what occurred, and what was discussed. So it's not based on its subordination that I have decided that the termination be upheld. It is primarily for the failure to obtain the water licensing when there was seemed to be adequate time, you know, even when he was on leave during that time, taking personal time or, you know, sick leave and all of that. It seems that there was ample time during that time for that test to be taken, and that's my reasoning.
Can I make a statement to
that? No, sir. There's a motion on the floor. Any other comments? All right, this time I'm going to ask for a vote. All those to uphold the termination, say aye.
Aye.
Those against?
Aye. Opposed.
The ayes have it. Mr. Ruiz, the termination is upheld, sir.
Okay.
We do appreciate your time coming out and stating your case.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, counsel. Thank you for showing up tonight on your own time. I appreciate that.
Thank you all for taking the time out, just listening, and going from there. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Reese. We're going to adjourn the grievance hearing for Mr. Reese at 7:10 in the evening.
Wish you luck, Mr. Reese.
Wish you luck.